And they begin to read that into the Bible, and they use, you know, they want to keep the story of Jesus. Everyone wants to have Jesus on their side, a forgiving Lord who, if I could codify Jesus into three events that people basically look to, he said, judge not that you be not judged. Or actually, usually they like to say it like this. Jesus said, judge not. The next thing, you know, he said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And the third one would be, you know, suffer the little children to come unto me. They like those three images. I mean, just the broadest spectrum of people like those. And they like Christ, the man who laid his life down. Christianity is still very popular. I mean, obviously, they are engaging in sins that are called abominations by the scriptures, but they still want to get married in a church and have a minister of Christ do the job for them. So obviously they still have some sort of attachment to this. Except, of course, they don't want the judgment of God as it stands written. They want to alter the judgment of God. A lot of this has nothing to do with Christ or what the Word of God says, because none of it is truly real. They like the stories. They like the idea of, I mean, I'll tell you what, if I was a purely secular person, you know, Christianity can be manipulated in such a way as to make it a very useful religion for society. I mean, it definitely has a lot of good in it. Pragmatically, it's a religion of peace, and there's definitely a lot that could be gotten out of it. But of course, to become acceptable to man, it has to have certain adjustments. And one of the biggest adjustments is that men despise the sexual restraint put on them by the scriptures. They don't like it. Not just for the sake of homosexuality, but for the sake of adultery, fornication. We live in a world in which fornication is rampant with people, and they think nothing of it. But the judgment of God concerning these things is sure. It's a sin. And the thing is, it's not that, oh, what, is he so upset about what I do in my private life? No, no. See, the thing is, if you expect him to give you eternal life, you have to play by his rules. And if you refuse, well, when his judgment is made manifest, you're going to see, well, gee, I guess I don't measure up. God has set a standard of judgment. And until he puts his power behind it to make it come to pass, there's a dispute in the world. Men dispute. And they fight over these things. And they don't want to submit to these things. And I don't think they should be forced to, not now. But when God comes to declare his judgments and make manifest them, then they will. Now is a good time to voluntarily submit yourself to the judgment of God. Verse 5, and after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with the smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. So, again, this is after this. He looks and he sees another vision, the temple of the tabernacle. We see the victorious, and he sees the temple of the tabernacle. Here we have the temple and the tabernacle combined. The temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven. There's a testimony in heaven. There's a temple around this, the covering around the testimony of God. So the seven angels come out of the temple. He saw the seven angels. And now they're coming out of this temple having seven plagues. They come forth with these seven vials or bowls. The plagues, how the mechanism, are they actually going to come out of these little bowls held by the angels? I don't know. It's not important. Maybe they literally will. It's totally not important. One of the four beasts gave unto them these seven vials full of the wrath of God. And the temple is filled with the smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter the temple. You know, these things are given to John in vision so he can see their visible tokens of God's power. The smoke from his glory, a smoke from his glory and from his power set on a smoke. Because those are the images that man associates with power, fire, smoke. These are the things that God has given in this world that we would associate with power, the fire, the sun, the smoke of burning things. And so these, and no one was able to enter into this temple. I wonder about this little, no man was able to enter into the temple. If it's a symbolic thing, you know, we who have overcome, you know, we are in the temple of God, so to speak. We have entered into his true temple, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven. You rejoice not that the devils are subject to you, but that your names are written in heaven. And so, you know, there comes a point at which in the whole story, as things unfold in Revelation, right, in which the door is shut, so to speak. The bridegroom has arrived, and he's going into the marriage feast, and everyone else who has not entered in with him is now shut out. As he says in a couple of places, cast them into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There's not a lot of repenting going on during the time of the beast, of his reign. But despite the two witnesses being slain, there is a remnant who are affrighted and give glory to the God of heaven. And I don't know that it's, you know, are there people who are going to be repenting prior to that? Meaning turning, you know, realizing that they've, the mistakes? There could be. You know, it's like I said about the Lord's words to Peter. Well, to his disciples, he says, he that denies me before men, will I deny before my Father and before his angels. Peter denied Christ. He forgave him. If any man worship the beast and receive his image, he shall receive of the wine of the wrath of God. The wrath of God is going to be poured out on him. That's what it says. But does that mean that if before